All right, we'll start with the questions. Okay, so we're doing Hilchas Mamrim and the Inyan of Zakein Mamre. So the Rambam Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, he says Bez Nagol Shebi Yerushalayim Heim Ikir Torah Shebal Peh. So the first question we asked was, what does it mean they're the Ikir of Torah Shebal Peh? The people are the Ikir of Torah Shebal Peh. I mean, Torah Shebal Peh is a subject. So, what is the expression of Ikir Torah Shebal Peh? And then the Rambam continues and he says, Valeyan Hifticha Torah, Shenemar Alpiya Torah Sheyirucha, Zun Mitzvah Saseh. That the Torah was Maftiachas about this Bez Nagot. What is this Haftacha? What's the meaning of Haftacha? What does the Rambam see in the Pasuk Alpiya Torah Sheyirucha that there's some kind of Haftacha here? I mean, What is the idea? And then the third statement of the Rambam is V'chalamamim b'moshe Rabbeinu v'soroso chayev lismoch ma'aseh hadas aleihem v'lishoin aleihem. Okay, so, I mean, he should have said V'chalamamim b'taras Hashem or V'chalamamim b'Hashem v'taraso. What is amamim b'moshe Rabbeinu v'soroso? What kind of a phrase is this? I mean, what is the significance of this expression? Moshe Rabbeinu v'soroso. And Bechlal, I mean, he says, Chayev Lismoch, Maise Hadas Alehen, Vilishoin Alehen. I mean, there are implications here. All the Ram was, should have said, well, Chayev Lasos, Chayev Lasos, Kemosha Shomrim, Kemosha Morim. I mean, Chayev Lasos, Kerho Ra'oson. Okay, that's what the Ram should have written. Just like the Ramban, basically. Has it in the on the pasuk of Lo'asasa itself? So the Ramban says, "Afilu Lo'asasa madosh yigidu chol yemin u'smol. Afilu amam alach al yemin shu smol al smol shu yemin. V'nyano afilu tachshav b'libcho shehem toim." V'adova poshet b'inecha kasher ato yodeya b'in yemincha l'smolcha ta'asa k'mitzvosom. I mean, that's basically what the mitzvah is, al-pi atar sheyirucha. V'al toma eich ochal hachela v'agomo hazeh, o ero g'ish hanaki hazeh. Aval toma kach tzivosi ha'adon ha'metzava l'mitzvos, she'eseh b'chol mitzvosov k'chol asher yaruni ha'omdim l'fanov b'makom ha'shivcha. Al mishmos daitam nosan li'ator afilu yitu. Zekin Rabbi Yeshua Ram Gogol Yom Kippurim. Okay, and he says, "Vutzroch mitzvah zos sorach gadol maod ki atar netlona b'ksav yedu hushlo yishtavu adeos b'chol advar manolodim v'hine yirbu hamachlokis v'sei osa atara kama taros v'chosach lano akosav adin shenishma lebez nagad lomi lefnei Hashem b'makom hashivcha b'chol ma'ashe yomu lano b'firush atara. Bein shekil b'purushe mipi eid mad Moshe Rabbeinu pi agvura o shiyomu ken lefi mashmos atara. O Kavanasa. Ki al adas shalohem who knows saying lohem atara. Fil yu beinecha kemach lefayim min b'smo. V'kol shekin sheyesh lecho lachshov shehem romim al yimin shehu yimin. Ki ruach Hashem al meshor say mikdosho. So, the Ramban says, basically meaning mechuyif to whatever they say, that's number one. And that's number one. And that's the basic in mitzvah l'asasim adosh gidach olam esmol. And then secondly, he says v'kol shkein sheyesh l'chol lachshov shehem omrim al yamin shehu yamin. What he means is over there is what is the kol shkein? What he means is that you certainly have to listen. What does pasuk say? Hatei oz n'chol shmo devei chachamim. Means you can't be resistant to what they say. So you have to remove from yourself your resistance to this far. That's what it means. So kol shkein, that's a mitzvah also. Sheheim omer al yamin shu yamin, you mechuyev to listen to this far and to recognize the correctness of this far. That's part of the mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is practically and it's also theoretically. Yeah, the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos LeRambam on Daf Tezayin, The Zion's missing, but the in the Chevelle edition, the Moshe Rav Kook. So he says, he also says the same thing, She'im yiru heim, she'ze adavar asa amut manatar lefi meder shakasev, ol lefi perusha alochak mipi ha'shmua, ne'moshe ben yiru hepech chayev levatel daito alahamin b'masham rohem. What does it mean, chayev levatel daito? I mean, here the Ramban doesn't say, you can't be in Bali Das. In Bali Das, you have no Das left, so then you can't think anymore. But the Ramban says in the Chumash, he says, no. He says, even though you know they're wrong, but you have to do what they say. But he doesn't tell you you have to think, change your mind and say Yamin is Yamin, and you're small is small. I mean, Yamin is small and small is Yamin. I mean, that you can't do it. It's not possible for a human being to do that. It can't be such a mitzvah. But what the Ramban means is like this. By Chayav Levatel Daito means, that's an extension of what he says in the Chumash. Chumash, he says, that you have to listen, have an ear for this far. You have to have an ear to hear this far. Over here he's saying that sometimes a person disagrees, but sometimes a person has to recognize that he's not on the level of the Chachamim. He's not on the level. He's not up to that sugya. He's not fit to make a judgment in the sugya. That's also a judgment that a person has to make on himself. So it comes out there are three forms to the mitzvah. One form is where you know your mind is right, but you still have to do what they say. The second form is where they say a svara and you resist. So you have to remove the resistance and listen to the svara. And the third form is where you don't hear the svara, you're mechuyev sometimes in certain cases, you're mechuyev to recognize that you're not on that plane. And you mechuyev to mevatel das. There is an inyan of bitl das. That butla daite etzel daitam, the poskim say. What does it mean? It means to say that I recognize that I don't see this 100%. I'm not on the level to really see this 100% and to make an accurate decision. So I decide I'm not capable of making a decision. That's another logical kind of position which a person can arrive at if he is in that situation and if he breaks through his emotions. So that's also part of the mitzvah, to be able sometimes to make that kind of a decision. Okay, so that's the Ramban. But basically the way the Ramban spells it out is really the way the Rambam should have spelled it out. And that's basically our question. Okay. Next question. Okay. He says, in Halacha Beis, whoever doesn't go according to their Harah is over on a low sasa. Shenema lo sasa min adavah shegidi l'chol yemun esmol. He says, "Vein lokin alavze." Really, well, they should actually get malchus for every darbana according to the Rambam. He says, "But you don't get malchus. Why? Why? Because sometimes this could lead to mises bezin. Shekol chacham shemor al divrehim misaso bechenek. Shenema v'isha sheyasa bezodon." Okay. So he says sometimes the being over this avera will lead to chenek. So you see that the avera of the zokin mamre is the very same avera of the ordinary individual of losasa. Okay, and then he says echad v'am shalomdo asom mepi hashmua v'im tar shabal peh v'echad v'am shalomdo mepi daitam b'achas manamida shatarn dreshes v'hem v'nir b'nei shdo zove kachu v'echad v'am shasom siyog v'tara ולפי מה שהשואה צריכה והם הגזרס והתקונס והמנהגס. כל אחד ואחד רם רפיץ מאלו השלוש הדבר. He equates all three things. He emphasizes that. מצווה עשה לשמור להם. Okay. So first of all, I mean, we'll just ask the question, the equation, of course, and Ramban takes up against the Rambam of that. How could you equate those three things? I mean, is it Rabbanan? How does Rambam include the Rabbanans? Okay, that's one problem. But our problem is a different problem. Our problem is that the Rambam is saying that the person that is over the lav is the Zakein Mamre, okay? Is the Zakein Mamre. So we have a problem with that. Why? Because the Rambam, when he describes Zakein Mamre, he says like this in Per Gimel. Mi shein emod debetar shabal peh, ein a Zakein Mamre. Amor b'tar. If a person is not mod, simply not mod in touch with pay, he's not the Zakein Mamre. Ela reza v'kval apikursim, misos v'chaladam. So then he goes through, if he holds in Tamar Shemayim, and he's not Bikaris, and he's not Bechal Yisrael, and he doesn't go through the method of Sanhedrin, because he's not a part of Bechal Yisrael. Okay. Then he goes into Tinik Shenishbas and Halacha Gimel, and then he comes back to Zakin Mamre in Halacha Dalet. Zakin Mamre, Ha'omer B'Torah, Zechochom Echad Mechachmei Yisrael, Sheyesh b'yodo kabbalah v'donu morer b'divrei Torah k'moshi yadunu v'yoru kol chachmei Yisrael. So he's really one of chachmei Yisrael. Shabosel amachlokas b'dimin adinim in Bez Nagadol. This person came into an argument with the Bez Nagadol. V'lo chazal adivrayim, and he didn't agree with him. He didn't concede. Elo cholak aleim v'hor alaso shaloka rasan. Gozro lof Torah miso mesvada v'yesh lachel v'lam abo. And then the Ram goes on. He says, "Af pishu don v'hein donim, who kiblu hein kiblu, arei Torah cholkol hem kavod." So the Torah gave them kavod. And v'imratzu bezn limchol al kavodon lanicho en nichom kadesh lo yirbu machlokas b'Yisrael. Okay, two problems here. First problem is the more serious problem, that the Rambam says he's not one that's kofar in Torah Shabbal Peh. Okay. But what is the case of the Zaken Mamre? So the Rambam explains in Paragim Halacha Ches. The Chetza Donin Zaken Mamre, Be'ez Sheyipole Dovar, the Yorubo Chacham HaMagilo Ra, Bein B'Dovash Yir Be'en of Bein B'Dovash Kibmar Bosav, Arei Hu V'Cholkin Ima Olim Yerushalayim. So there's a whole process here. So he and the ones that argue, they go to Yerushalayim, Uban LeBezin Shel Pesach HaRabayis. So first they come to the Bezin that's on Pesach HaRabayis, Omrim Lem Bezin Kachwadin. If he listened and accepted, fine. Then love, and if not, bon kulon le bezdin shall pesach hazar. Just, I guess I shouldn't bang that thing. Is it working? Oh, okay. Yeah. Im shama vekibel is mutav, im lav bon kulon le bezdin shall pesach hazar, v'amalahem gam heim kachwadin. Im kiblu yelchulahem, and everything's fine. Then love, and if he's not makabel, Kulon boin lebez nagod lelishkas agozis, shemishom Torah yotzas lechol Yisroel, shenema menamakom ashiv chad Hashem. Ubez omer lohem kachu adin, v'yotzen kulon. So that's the final decision-making process, and the Rambam explains it more elaborately in the Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid, how it works. I mean, the first bezin, the second bezin, and then the third bezin is nosein v'nosein, and that's nosein v'nosein b'dabar, and that's really the final. They're the final arbiters. Okay. So chazaz chacham liro v'shana v'limei k'derech shu lamod areza pater. If he went back and he taught the way he always taught, so he's pater. It's usher to do that, and the Rambam explains before he says because. You have to be put them in cherem or be mahu or la frishin la kosan lamonim and lamek. If they teach that they're right, okay, they can teach their svara. If they teach that they're right, they're not allowed to do that. Even though they don't give actual give hora, but apparently, I mean, he's not allowed. He in his mind, he can think he's right. But he's allowed to say, my svara is this way. But to say that my svara is the true svara, and they're wrong, that is not allowed to do. Apparently that's what it is. He can't change his mind. I mean, he's right. But he's not allowed to be malame that. He can be malame and say, this is my svara, and I disagree. But he's not allowed to say that my svara is the true svara, and their svara is wrong. That is not allowed to do. Okay? And but if he does, he's pater. But hora laso, so she'osak rosa, then he's chayiv misa. Vein etzar chasra. Okay. So since we see that's the process of creating a zaken mamre, coming into existence, so the question is, I mean, how could he not be a kofer in Torah Shabbal Peh? Because the Torah Shabbal Peh states clearly, as the Rambam stated in Halacha Aleph, that mehem hem amudei hara, Mehem Chokum Mishpat Yotzer Lekol Yisrael, V'chol Hamamin B'Moshe Rabbeinu V'Sarasa Chayiv Lismach Maaseh Dasal Ein L'Shan Aleihem. So that's a Yisrael. I mean, so now he went through this process, and he's not doing that. So isn't that, I mean, unless you're going to tell me he's crazy, but a normal person, I mean, it's not possible. He's, I mean, how could he possibly go through the process, and he sees clearly what Bez Nagadol says, and nevertheless, he goes against it, I mean, based on what? It must, his action ipso facto is a denial of the whole Torah Shabbat Peh system. It's a denial of what the Ram says. Amam in the Moshe Rinnah V'Sarasos Chayav Lismach Ma'aseh Dasalein V'Lishayinaleh. So how could the Zaken Mamre not be a kofer the Torah Shabbat Peh? That's our main question. Okay? And the Ramban actually, no doubt for the same reason that we're asking, that's the way he has it. He says, he has the same thing like the Rambam. Daf Yud Zayin in the Moser Rav Kook edition. He says, "Overal divrei bez nagadol shebedar v'samech al dato overal al asev al losas al lolo v'afilu nechleku bez natzman bedavar holchem b'machar harov k'mo shamu b'machal kosam." Im shamu amru lahem vim lav omdin lamenyan robu amatamin timu robu amatarin tiru ma sheheskimu aleihem olav rubam hu hadovar sheneslavin olav min haTorah v'over al daito she'ino kamo sheheskimu heim and nasa zaken mamre bizman din nefashis, and the person who is over on it was over Aldevraham. Over all that, there's a Pirsha Zokan over Aldevraham. Aldaito. It means willingly. He's over Aldevraham willingly, intentionally. And he says, he's Nasa Zokan Mamri Bizmantin Nefashis, Vushnema, Isha Shayasa Bizodan, Viltishmala Koin. Voncho, Ovad, Minolam Hazeh, Minolam Abba. Vizui Katat Stukim, Arurim, Sheshmam Bizmach Karayim. So he's not Pikaris, basically. That's what Ramban says, because that's basically what the conclusion you should draw. Okay, Ki Torah Nitlai de Moshe Rabbeinu B'Ksav V'Goliyu Shelo Yishtavu Adeus, like he says in the Chumash, in Pirshin and the Chumash, B'Chal Avram Nolav Chatzachlon Yisbar Chadin Shnishma Lebez Nagal B'Chol Ma Sheyomu Ben Shekibu Mipirushu Mimenu O Sheyomu Kem Mashmoa Sator V'Kavanah Sofiyadah. Fine. Kiyama Mashmoa Shelahem Hu Mitzav V'Nosim La Torah. That's it. That's Ramban. So basically, he's a kofer in Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, Yesh l'chel g'om abo. He disagrees on that, and he holds he's not a kofer in Torah Shabbat Peh. That's it. According to the Ramban, I mean, why isn't he a tzduki according to the Ramban? So that's really the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. That Chomer b'divrei sofrim. That the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the idea behind the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Chomer v'Divrei Sofrim. That Chomer v'Divrei Sofrim and Divrei Torah. Homer ain't feeling they love all Divrei Torah's potter. Chomer v'Tatafos lo so Divrei Torah's chayev. So Rashi explains that if he says no tefillin, ain't zu ha'ra, d'zil kor be'ravu. But Chomer v'Tatafos, afo pishin edovazel lo'os v'al Divrei Sofrim, Chayev, the Medrash Sofrim, he is that it's four tatafos. So if he says five, so he's Chayev. What does it mean? It means to say that he has to really deny, in principle, the idea behind it. I mean, it's true, it's not a ra, logically, so that's the answer. But it means that the Zokein Mamre is a denier on a certain qualitative level of Torah Shabbat Peh. So a person who's just an ignoramus is in a position to deny. I mean, he's just... That's what Rashi means. He says he's a Zilkar Baravo. That's what the Gemara means. Zilkar Baravo. Every kid knows this. So in order to deny, you have to be on a certain level. So therefore, he's not... When the Ramban says he's in the Katzdukim, it doesn't mean that the Tzdukim would be Zaken Mamre. He just means he belongs in that Kat in terms of the Shelag Nolam Abar, because he's a Kofar. But the Tzdukim don't qualify because they can't really put up an argument against Torah Shabbat Peh. Their argument is worthless. But the Zaken Mamre is qualified. So if he's qualified, so that is a genuine argument against the Chachmei Yisrael in terms of Tarsh Baal Peh. And the validation of the argument is what's Machayev. It has to be a validated argument. And what validates it is his position. Okay. So the Ramban naturally goes the way it would seem you should go when you just learn the Sugya. The Rambam is difficult. Okay. Moreover, in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid, where the Rambam says, "Vimrotzu bezin limchol kavodon l'anicho einin yicholim k'deish liyuv machlagus v'yisrael." So the question over there is, I mean, how is it possible that what does this have to do with mechila? I mean, if the Zaken Mamre is over in the lav of Lo Sosor, he's over the lav zanit l'asar is Mrs. Bezin, and he's over in what the Rambam says, and he's in the lav of Lo Sosor, and the whole he denies their rights as Bezin Agadol. I mean, he's going against the Yisod and Torah Shabbal Peh. I mean, how could they be? What does it have to do with their mechila? But actually, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Mefreshes, because the Gemara says, Gemara Sanhedrin pays Zayin Amad Aleph. That the Gemara says that it's a Machlekes. Okay? So the Gemara says that. I'm sorry, Peches Amad Aleph. Dam Rav Yashia, Shlosh Shadron Sachli Zir Me'anche Shlam. Baal Shemachal Kinuyav Machol, Ben Sarah Mar Sharatsav Imam Limchol Mochonlo, Zakein Mamre Sharatsu Bezdina Limcholo Mochonlo, Ukisha Bossi Etzel Chaver Shabidar Mashnaim Hodli, Al Zakein Mamre Lo Hodli, Kiloshi Yub Machlok Zvisro. So it's a Gemara, but the Gemara itself requires interpretation. I mean, what kind of, how could we be subject to Mechila? Such a serious, I mean, serious violation. Especially, I mean, I don't know how the Ramban answers it, but the kasha, I mean, is an open kasha. Okay. And we have one more question. The Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. Okay, so the Rambam says, he must be cholek on Bezin HaGadol b'davar shechayev en azdono koris v'al shigugas v'chakas. Okay. And then he goes to Ben Sheher, Ben Osrim, Umatir, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether he says Mipia Kabbalah, and they say Mipia Kabbalah, or they say Nir Beinenu, and it doesn't matter what the source of the argument is. Hove Nasa Nasa Lame B'Dava Vasa Shehoras L'Asa Sereza Chayev. V'Ein Tzorach Lama Neymar Mipia Kabbalah. And Kalvacham, I will get back to that. What's the difference? That's the Gemara. Does it have to be that they argue Mipia Kabbalah, and he says Nir Beinenu, or not? But it's a separate point. V'chenim cholak alayim b'gzera min agzeros shegozru b'dovar sheyesh b'shegugas ochatas is donokaris. If he argued on them in agzera from the gzeros, that it goes on something that's yesh b'shegugas ochatas and is donokaris, and then the Rambam gives a case. G'gan shehitir chomis b'yom ha'bosa b'nisim b'shoa shishis. So that's a drabonon, actually. Or osur b'anoa b'shoa chamishis. Hareza chayev misa. Why? Because chametz, even though actually chametz is from 12 o'clock is a lot, as Amir mentioned, that's right. But the ikur chametz is really is a davar shechayev nazdano karas. You see, the shem chametz, the same shem chametz. So if he argues on the shem chametz, which is the raisa, which is chayev karas, even if it's an adrabanan, he's still chayev. Okay. And he doesn't, someone interpret that he means, like he says in Halacha Beis, that once, that because it's going to lead to a, eventuate into a Chiyuv Karis through Kedushin or through some other extended sequence. But basically, I mean, it's very hard to force the Rambam into that pshat. Because Halacha Aleph is Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, Halacha Beis. He doesn't mention over here the reasons because it's going to eventuate in Karis. He just says intrinsically, okay? Like the Radvaz learns like that. It's hard to twist the Rama. And that's the way the Ramban learns too in the Rama. Okay, so that's a big difficulty in the Rama. Okay. Yeah. When did I turn it off? Okay. All right. So the So the Ramban in the Moshe Rav Kook's edition, Umidin Azokin Atzmo, Daf Tesvav Maralf, Mizbarinim Bir Nochon, Kikoma Shechoshev Dorish Bor Rav Eina Emes, Aval Dovah Boru, Shein Anas Azokin Mamre, Ela Al Shel Devrayim, and the Gemara, and the Kos Gemara Nele in Nochon. Why? Because the Div Reb Meir, Shein Achayev Al Bedovah Shez Dono Kors Shegugos Al Chatos, Ugemiri Lon Par Helm Dovah Shez Sibur. So you have an equation, Par Helm Dovah Shez Sibur. So, I mean, and that's how we paskin. So how could the Rambam possibly say that on a drabbanon he's going to be chayev? Okay. And the Ramban goes on. And he goes on. And then he says that, yep. And then he says, he says, "Klomash, ain chiyuvo al pirushel sofrim b'divrei Torah. Lo al dov shikra divrei sofrim. Ufishem gemar zul brayim misparashas das Rav Meir on the yom hashem kiddush adam b'chametz misheishol salamaylo baruch avikidush kiddushim gemar. The hora zaken shehimu teres l'rishon vasur l'sheni. You have to go through a little bit of cheshbon there. Vasur l'sheni l'chol adam v'heim hora shehiyesh l'sheni. Afi shehit the dovah shesdona kar sheshugas achatas kivan shein machle kosum ela machmas takanish al divrayim ain anas zaken mamri." Okay. So that's basically the Ramban's question. Avaladovar haboror hamenuka mikol shibush hu shenodia she'ein alav hazeh lo sasser. And here's the Ramban expresses his main position. That ein alav hazeh lo sasser ela b'ma she'omru b'pirushei haTorah. Kigon advarim hanedrashim b'torah b'gzera shavo al b'binyan av u'she'or shalosh esrei midos she'atorah nedreshes b'hem. O b'mashmos losh nakos of atzma. V'chein b'mashe kiblu halacha l'moshe misinai torah shebal peh. She'em yiru heim she'zeh adover osir al mutter min ha'torah l'fi medr shakosiv al l'fi perusho al halacha m'pi ha'shmon m'moshe b'enu v'yiru hu hepech chayiv levat l'vait al ha'min b'masham rohem. Zeh she'amar ha'kosev, ki polim imcha dovah la'mishpa, bein dom l'dom, bein din l'din. Kalama she'neskasa mehem dovah, v'nechleku b'mishpati ha'torah, v'yisurel, u'nigo'el. V'over al divri bez nagodol she'bedor, v'samach al daito, over al ha'seva los ha'sel lo. Okay. So that's what the Ramban explains. That basically the pasuk, the Ramban has the parsha on his side. Because the parsha is ki polim imcha dovah la'mishpat. So what's it talking about? It's talking about the mitzvahs in the Torah. So the isser of lo sasser, according to the Ramban, is only when the chachamim are explaining a deraisa. That is the parsha ki polim imcha dovah la'mishpat. So it's pshuta k'mashmal. I mean, it's plain shot. So therefore the Ramban says that there's no way that you can put under lo sasser a halacha Midrabanan. Halacha Midrabanan. Okay? And the proof is from Zaken Mamre. Because Zaken Mamre is the very violation of Lo Sasser. And Zaken Mamre, the Gemara says, Chayv Akrisis. And this is Gemara from Parel and Dorshel Tzibor. So, how are you going to possibly bring the Rabanan under this heading? Okay? That's the Ramban's argument. Proof, I mean. That's the Ramban's argument. From the limud itself of Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur, you really can't include anything that's after the Torah itself. So it has to be something which is only which is a derisa. Okay? Now we'll try to remember to come back to what the machlokes is, if it's Chayv HaKrisis, and or if it's Dovah She'ikro Midaraisa and Perushim Divrei Sofrim, or if it's Koldahu. All right. But that's it. Okay, so we're going on this question. This is the question we're going on. The last question we're going on is the kasha of the Ramban on the Rambam. How the Rambam can include a Drabbanon in the case of Zaken Mamre. Okay? Yep. So what is Drabbanon? So the Ramban explains what the Rabbanans are on Daf Yud Ches and Daf Yud Ches. Yevor Odiacha. He says, Vor Odiacha. We didn't do it yet. Okay. Vor Odiacha. Ya mitzvah shechit shosom chomo nevim ganer chanakam mikro migil eino boin bismachaze. Yeah. Ain't a bonus machazes. Kacha on paragraph one again. The madlik nechanika shetzorach loma shekishan sof zivon madlik nechanika. V'shol aveichan zivonu rav avim al asasur rav nachman al shal avichi yegeitcha. Rotsa rav av yeloma kashem shekol agzeres vas yogim shel divrim smuchin al lav delo sasur kimoshe skiru peg mishamesu. That's the Ikka Gemara. Ikka Gemara is in brachas tafites on base. Vinyan kalayim shelohem by kalayim drabbanon. Kacha mitzvah shechitshu ganer chanukah smuchan alav atzmo. For Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar she'ein smach ba'oso alav ela ledivrayim she'yesh b'hen ikar b'torah. Aval ha-mitzvah samachudoshos b'hen ein lehen smach ela b'pasik shal avichu yageitcha. It's from another source, zekenecha v'yamalach. Vatamba zebor. Here the Ramban really is trying to explain how yechayev in a drabana. I mean, because you can't just, drabanas can't come up from nowheres. Okay, so he's trying to explain what the source is that Yechayev and Adrabanan. I mean, the Torah's Deraisa. Torah's not Mechayev in Deraisas. So how could you be Mechayev in Adrabanan? I mean, you could say that it's a Masara, that the Rabbanan have a right to make mitzvahs. That's what everybody just assumes. But the Ramban isn't happy with that. He wants to show where the source for this is, because this is a very significant halacha. It's got to be a source in the Torah. So where in the Torah do you see that the Rabbanon actually can mechayev in halacha? So he says, "V'atam b'zebor lefi shadvarim shehem mosifim mitzvahs haTorah atzmon kein pirush haTorah." That the things that they add is just like a pirush to the Torah. Shehem zichram levracha omrim kol tzemer pishtim kalayim. They say even if it's not real tzemer from a sheep. V'chol shvasu malacha v'kayotze beilu. She'ilu ho yadaitom kain ho yinu chayovim lahaminosam mizeh halav. Bevadai. Shehu machayavosan lahamin betorah kafiya pirushi yifarshu heim. So he says, a funny answer. He says that if they would have said this is the pshat in the pasuk, so we would have had to believe them. Okay, would have had to, but they didn't say that. So, how does the hypothetical case, I mean, shed light on his principle? He says, but he goes on. Avakash omer madliku ner chanukah, ein adam yochol lasmicho al ze halav b'shem inyan she'ein ze b'bchol akosef she'omar ki polim chadav la mishpat. In other words, says it must come under ki polim chadav la mishpat. And if it does, even though they reject it, but since they could have accepted it, so the mere fact that they could have accepted it, it gives value to their rejection in saying it's drabanan. I mean, that's the question. How exactly does that work? So he says, but that's what we're trying to unravel here. He says, he comes back to it again a little more. He says, where he says, Aval Oma, Aval on Daf Yates, Aval Anu Im Daitenu, She'ein Bohem Zecha Bolav Hazeh. Mikomakom Humin Chacham Lomar, he says, we hold that in this lav, there is no reference whatsoever to drabanans. Okay? However, mikol makom hu minik chachomim lomar koloshin hazeh. The minik chachom is to say it's from the lav of Lasasar. While if yishehurshu meito yizbarach mipi hakabola lasakein ulasader, v'im dorshim bazer muzim rabin v'gematrios. What exactly is his answer? That's what we're trying to unravel here. What is his answer? Yeah. On page Yudalit is where the Ramban quotes the source in Brachos. Before Shomer Perek Mishum Mesu, Godel covered a Bria Shadocha Lo Sasa Shebatara. That's the Gemara. Tigamar Rav Bar Shva, Kamei de Rav Kana, Belav de lo Sasser. Achichon Alei. So the left in him. Lav de lo Sasser, Nami de Raisu. So why is that any difference? Also the Raisu. Amalahu, Gavar Rab, Amma Milsalos, Achichon Alei. A big person says something, don't laugh at him. Call Mili de Rabbanon, Alav de lo Sasser, As Mechinhu. Umishum kovet abrius lo goz rubei rabbanon. So there was so mecher on the lav of lo sasra. That's what the Ramban is trying to uncover here. Mevur ze shel lav zed lo sasra kishor halav and shel Torah. Aval divrayim al ze halav as mechinu smach ba'alma. We should have read this first. L'chizuk shelo yehi bohen min haTorah azhara not that there's real Azhar, but it's only a smach. And then the Ramban is trying to define what the smach is. And he gives two chances. One is because it comes under Alpia Torah Sheyerucha, and even though if they would have told us it would be good, now that they rejected it, it's also good. And then the second one is because he says they have a right to darshan. Gematrios and Ramazan. And they were Hurshuma Ita Yisbarach to Darshan. Okay. So we wanted to explain what the Ramban means. What the Ramban means. The Ramban means is that the source for the Chachomim being able to gozer gzera derives from the reality of their Torah Shebaal Peh. So, in Torah Shebaal Peh, if you consider an opinion, even though you reject the opinion, if the opinion is worthy of consideration, it has a certain value. It has a certain value. Okay? It has a certain reality. So, that's what the Ramban means. That now, based on the fact that that idea has a certain value, the Chachomim have a right to institute that idea and render it a mitzvah. So it is the and if you go against them, you're going against a halachic reality, because they are basing their system on an idea which has a certain halachic reality, even though it's rejected. Even though it's rejected. But a rejected idea does not necessarily mean it's a worthless idea. There is such a thing as a worthless idea, but not a rejected idea. So the Ramban is saying that the rejected idea has a certain reality halachically, and based upon that reality, they have a right to impose a mitzvah. So the reality of their mitzvah stems from the component of al pi haTorah sheYerucha. The lav and the assay really are not talking about the rabbanans, talking about the derises. But in the derises, there is a process that's brought into play, and the process is their consideration of the problem in the framework of the Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, anything which is worthy of consideration comes under the realm of their reality, which is halachic reality. Now they have a right to take that reality and give it a different existence. That's what the halacha says. Give it a different existence. That's the concept of, that's the source where the rabbanon have a right to create mitzvahs medrabbanon. Okay? So it's based upon, that's what it means, it's a smach. It's based upon something from a component and a feature of a component, you might say, in the process of lo sasra. So he says that's the meaning of the Gemara. Now, then he adds also, he says, not only that, he says, but they were horseshoe meita yisbarach to darshan ramazim and gematrios. Which means that it has not only a reality in terms of the fact that it was a negative, but it was considered, gives it a reality. But he says also, they were Hushum, Itez, Barchash, Barchash, gave them a right to darshan in the Torah their way. So since they have a right to darshan, there you have a positive. He wasn't happy, apparently, just a negative. He added that there is also a positive aspect because they have a right to darshan. So they have a right to darshan, so that means that when they darshan, it has a halachic reality. So now, based on that reality, they were given permission to institute that reality, to institute that reality. So that's why Chazal always say that it's from Lo Sasser. It's from Lo Sasser. Gavra Rabba Mils Lo Sechicholai. He shouldn't laugh at him. Why? Because what he meant was a reference to the whole idea that all the drabbanans really attained their existence in halachic reality from this smach, from this component. They have a smach, and the smach is from the component of the mitzvah of Lo Sasser. And that component is from the Kipolim Chodavah Mishpat and their consideration of it. Yes. So he says, and that's exactly what the Gemara is. What the Gemara is not happy with Rav Avya, right? Rav Avya wanted to say it was Rav Avya. Rav Avya wanted to say that everything is from Lo Sasser. So Ramban says that's exactly what the Gemara Bama Ligon is explaining. You can't do that because where it's something that came under Ki Pole, even though the Chacham rejected it. But that gives it a certain reality that it was considered. So then the Chacham can come along and they can impose that reality in a different form, in a mitzvah mitzvah. But the mitzvah mitzvah has its essence from the fact that it's a reality mitzvah. Because that's how you bridge the gap from the deraisa to the drabanan. The drabanan gets its existence and reality from the deraisa. And then they have a right to give it a different form. Give it a form of a mitzvah. But Ner Chanukah is, you can't say that about Ner Chanukah. Nobody would ever come to the Bez Nagadol and ask them about Ner Chanukah. So it must be something which comes under Ki Yipolei. That's the way the Rambam learns. Like a Shvus. Because a Shvus, you could say, they'll ask them, is Malacha only Malachas, Lamates Malachas, or could it be something else? That's a good question. So if they would say malachas are not just limited to lamates malachas, then we'd have to listen to them. So it's something worthy of consideration. That's what the Ramban is saying, and that's the halachic. That's where the drabbanans gain their existence from, and that's how it comes from deraisa, because they can't come from nowhere. Can't have drabbanans just coming up from nowhere. Yes. Yes, so Darish Rushes means that's even more, he says. Besides, he says sometimes you see the Darish Rushes and Gamachas. I guess he's taking care of different cases. So he says, so you see that so Darish Rushes and Gamachas, so that's a positive. There he's showing that their Limud, which is the way they Darish and Drushes and Gamachas in a Pasuk, which comes out to be Machayev and Adrabanan, he says that's also a legitimate Limud. It has a certain reality to it. That because they were Hushu Me'Kadosh Baruch Hu, so since it has their Tarash Bapeh has that reality, so that gives the halachic mitzvah mid-rabbanan a valid realization halachically. Okay, that's the Ramban, and the Gemara fits in the Gemara Brachos fits in very well, and it explains the Gemara by Malikin. Yeah, he doesn't explain Rav Avya. I mean, what the Ramban is not trying to explain to Machlokes Rav Avya, and whether it's Lasasa or whether it's Tashal Avicho. I mean, the Ramban is trying to show you his position. Why did the Gemara take off after Rav Avya? So you see that there was an underlying theory there, and the underlying theory was, what's the difference? Well, if every Drabbanan wasn't a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. So that's what the Ramban is pulling out from that Gemara. You see that there's an underlying theory working. The underlying theory was that it won't work by Ner Chanukah. It'll only work by something which is basically, I mean, Ki Yipolei Mimcha Davar HaMishpat. That's what the Ramban is interested in. Everybody's about, how do you explain Rav Avya? I mean, Ramban, it's not the Ramban's point. He wants to use it to show his idea. Okay, somebody has something. Yeah. So it comes that it has a reality in Midaraisa. So then the question is, does it have reality in Midaraisa or not have reality in Midaraisa? Yeah, but the answer to that question is that the system of the Torah is a system of perfection. I mean, why the Rambam? Because the Ramban's main question against the Rambam is, how could you, if you're going to say Lo Sasser is drabbanans, is included on Los Sosa. So how can we make all in the Drabonans? And this you see Chazal constantly. It showed all these Tati de Sansaris, and Rabban goes through the whole list over there of differences in Drabonans and Derises. So that's his main question. So according to the Ramban, the difference is very simple, because since the Torah is a system of perfection for man, so it's true that there is a reality, but it's a peripheral reality. It's a peripheral reality. So therefore, on a peripheral reality, it's not the same system. It's not the same severity. You can't treat it in the same manner. It has to have reality midaraisa. But the nature of that reality, Ramban shows, is of a peripheral extension nature. So therefore, you have to treat it in a totally different way. That's why, according to Ramban, it makes perfect sense why the Rabbanas are not treated like the Reses. Okay? Yeah, if it's an actual losas, it's not peripheral. That's right. But if it's a smach from losas, so that means it emerged tangentially from the system. So it has a reality, but you can't treat it like the system. I mean, you can't treat it like the system itself. It just doesn't make any sense. It's a different kind. It has reality, but it's a different kind, because it's something which borrows of a reality of a different nature, and it became imposed. It was given a certain form of a mitzvah. It's a different kind of a reality. Different kind of a reality in the framework of the Torah system. You can't say, you know, either thing's real or it's not real. I understand that problem. But in the framework of the objective of the Torah and perfection, it is different. It is completely different. It belongs to a completely different segment, different category. Okay? That's right. But still enough to save it, Sivano. Yeah, because it's still, because, that's right, but it's still a reality. Still enough to save it, Sivano, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it possible through the fact that he validated the Kippon Ochadol HaMishpat, the Masa Matna Rechachamim, and it has a certain reality, so he was Mitzava. Okay, that's how it emerges from the Sivya Torah. It's from the Torah. It's not. That's really the Gemara's question. Hechon Sivanim. Where does this come from? The Torah. What's the source? So that's the Ramban's answer. The smach is, I know, there's a Masorah that they can make mitzvahs out of this reality. That's a Masorah. But the connection, the reality of the mitzvah, has to be deraisa. Because there's no reality outside of the Reiser. And this is the reality that the mitzvah is based on. Grabs onto. Okay. All right, so the Rambam is in Hilchas Kelayim Perek Yud Halacha Chaf Tes. That Aroa Kelayim Shel Tar Al Chavera, that's based on the Gemara and Brachas, Afilo Hayam Alach B'Shuk, Kofes Lov Akara Lov Miyad. So he rips it off, because he's Omei Bavera. Because even that's kavara brios, so it's not docha losas amafurish b'torah. What exactly that means, I don't know exactly. But, okay. V'lomo nitcha b'hoshev aveido, m'neishu lav shev moman. So apparently the Rambam learns that the limud, pamishatam salim, is not just exeris akasav. But it's telling you that Kavara Brios is Docha. It's teaching you an idea that Kavara Brios is Docha. So the question is, so why is it Docha? So there has to be consistency. So he says, because that's a Lav Sheva Mama. The Lama Nitcha B'Tumas Meis. Why by Tumas Meis also? For instance, Kayan Gadol is, even if he's on the way to Avodah Yom Kippurim, if he sees a Meis Mitzvah, he's Chayav L'Tameh. Holu parada kosav la'achoso. Mipiyashmu alamdu la'achoso eino metame. Avo metame hu lameis mitzvah. Okay, so that's a separate, specific dichui. Okay. Avo dovar sheisur medivrayan. That's the Gemara Brachas. Arei hu nitchem etnei kavod abrios. B'chol makom. So, something which is osur midrabanan, okay, is nitcha b'chol makom. Is nitcha b'chol makom. That's what he says, a brace over there. Right? Yeah, now what? I'm sorry, you test. I say, Chavtas, you test on this. You test on this. You test on the base. That, Gadol Tashma, Gadol Kavar Abir, Shadocha Losas HaShivatar. V'amai Lema, Ein Chochma, Ein Tuna, Ein Eitzel, Neger Hashem. So, that's what the Gemara says. It's Lava Losasar, so it's only Drabanan. So the Ram said like this. Avol Dovar Shehu Midivrayim, Yisur Midivrayim, Areo Nitchem Ne Kavar Abir, B'chol Makom, Vav Pishakos V'tar Losasar, even though it's a Lav Medaraisa, Haray lav zen nitchem and they covered a bris. This lav is different. This lav is nitchem and they covered a bris. Why is this lav different? I mean, Ram doesn't explain. Lefichachem hoya olav shatna shel devrayim. So if he had chatmas from midrabanan, like it wasn't real tzemer, eino korol of b'shuk, eino poshto b'shuk achimagil aveso, then hoya shel Torah poshto miyad. Okay. So I mentioned over here that one of the main questions that Ramban has on the Rambam is how, according to the Rambam, if it's Lo Sasser, could they be Makel in Drabanans? Okay. So the Rav gave a beautiful answer. The Rav's answer, logically, it's beautiful. I mean, he said the answer is, it's not when there's a suffix in, let's say, Besar Of, Bechalov. It's not a suffix in Lo Sasser. It's a suffix in the Shem Drabanan first. And then, based upon how you poshate the Drabanan, then you'll see Lo Sasser will come into the picture. So it's not that they were Makel in the Lava Lo Sasser. The Shaila is not a Shaila in Lo Sasser. Shaila falls first under the Shem Drabanan. And once you resolve that, now you determine whether the Gavras Chayef to follow because of the issue of Lo Sasser. Then he comes on to Lo Sasser. Okay? Right. Yes. Yeah, one is the Chefza Shel Isser, and right. The other one is the Neo Gagavra.
Right, that's right.
One is the Chefza, what is the Chefza Shel Isser? That's the question. Right. And then, whatever the Chefza Shel Isser is, now is determined, then the Neo Gagavra follows.
Yeah, they're just distinct
okay?
from each other.
They're distinct from each other. So therefore, it's not a Shaila in Lo Sasser. It's a Shaila really what the Chefza Shel Isser is primarily. And then when you determine what the Chefza Shel Isser is, then you've determined already now, you've brought into play the Neo Gagavra, which is that he has to follow what the Chacham said. Okay, that's the Rav's answer.
Can you define the Rabban?
So the only thing, see that would work for over there, but for this Rambam you'll have difficulty. Why? Because in this Rambam you're going to have difficulty. Why? Because over here the halacha is really what? That Dovah Shel Divrehem is Nidchem and they covered Abrios. So it should come out. That Dovah Shel Divrehem is Nidchem and they covered Abrios. So it should come out like this. The same thing, that when you're talking about the dichui, so the dichui should be in the drabanan, and then since it's nitche, now there's no problem of losasar. Now there's no niyug of losasar anymore. Okay, there's no niyug of the gavra on losasar because the dichui took place. So why does the Rambam have to say Avol Dovar sheisuro midivrayim who nitche hare nitche when they cover a brius b'chol makom apisha. Why should it be nitcha? I mean, there's no reason to be nitcha because you resolve first the problem, the kavod habrius against the drabanan of shatness. Okay, so that was a problem that we said that you have to resolve. Okay, the reason why it doesn't explain it by v'lachoso is because it's a Kavod HaMeis. And Kavod HaMeis is a specific form of Kavod HaBrios. So he doesn't have to explain it. But by Mammon, he has to explain it. Okay? Kikil Laso Lekim Tolui, I mean, there's Kvur, I mean, Kavod HaSegbrenu V'Yamo. Yeah, that's a different, I mean, that is a different sensitivity for the Kavod HaBrios. All right, so then we move to the Rambam in Rambam Perek Beis Halachates. in back to Mamram, where the Rambam says, "Ho v'yesh lebezin ligzav alasa davar mutter v'yamod isur ledoros v'chein yesh lehem lahatir isur Torah l'fisha ma'uzeh shezira Torah lo sosif lo sigur memenu shelo lehosav al divrei Torah v'lo legrom mehen." He says, I'm sorry, that's the answer. Shalola Hosif al divrei Torah v'lola gromehen v'lekvoa hadavar li'olam bedavar la'olam bedavar shehumen ha'Torah bein betar shebachsav bein betar shebalpeh. Ketzad, arei kosa betar l'asvashav v'di b'chalev imo. Mipiyash mo'olam d'shizeh kosa v'asal l'vashav l'achol b'asa b'cholav. Bein b'sar, bein b'sar chaya. Avo b'sar ha'of mutar b'chol min ha'Torah. And he goes on and on and on. Okay. So, the whole thing. So he says, but if v'im yesor b'sar ha'of v'yomar shehu b'chol ha'gdi v'was min ha'Torah, reza mosef. All right? Avo imam b'sar ha'of mutar min ha'Torah. V'onu nesos ov v'nodil ha'om shehu gzeiro shelo yovo min ha'dov ha'chov v'yomar ha'of mutar v'neshno n'espash mutar k'chaya Muteres, v'yava achaloma, and he goes on more. Okay. So, the question really is, I mean, the Raiva takes it around, but basically, I mean, where did the Rambam find this new kind of Baltosef? I mean, Baltosef is really when you're most of them won the Chafzal Shal Mitzvah. I mean, where's Rambam, and he has to deal with him and make an announcement. I mean, the Chacham have a right to make drabanans, and that's Asumish Meres Mishmarati. So that's Asumish Meres Mishmarati means intrinsically that's not Baltosef. That's a Mishmeres. So what's the Rambam's whole problem here? I mean, and if they say what they say, well, who cares what they say? I mean, if it's a Drabanan, it's a Drabanan. So they said a lie. So they said it's the Raisa. But it's basically, it's a Drabanan. I mean, why does their lie make it a Baltosef? I mean, I mean, was it dependent on their announcement, how they announced the halacha? It's a very difficult round. The whole approach. So what we wanted to suggest was that the other point we raised was, if you take a look at the Rambam in the beginning of the, it's an important one, the Rambam quotes it, in the beginning of the his sefer by the Minyan HaMitzvahs over there. Just kedai to take a look at it, where he has, because he deals with the problem of being mosav on the mitzvahs. And he says over there that, he says, I'm just going to the last part of it. Elohim tayeg mitzvahs she'amrilon l'moshem Sinai, heinu klol asein and prot asein v'diktukan. Kol osam ha'klolos v'ha'protos v'ha'dikdukim ha'bi'urim shel kol mitzvah mitzvah hi Torah she'bal peh she'kiblu bez mipi bezin. V'yesh mitzvahs acheros she'nischachu acha matan Torah v'kovu osam nevi'im v'chachomim u'pashu b'chol Yisrael. Kigon Mikra Megillah, V'ner Chanukah. He says V'tainus Tishabov, V'ervin V'yadayim, V'yesh L'chol Mitzvah O Mitzvah Me'elu Pirushin V'diktukin, Hakol Yisbar B'chibur Zeh. But then he goes on. He says all these mitzvos are not come under L'asasa, like he says in the Yad, and he says but the Torah says, "Lo sosei for love." The same problem he asks over here, and he says that he gives his answer. His answer is, "This is not derech hasafa. It's not. This is not Tosfos." He says because they said that it's gzera. Same kind of answer. He says, "Shirei lo amru shakadosh baruch hu tzivo lasos eruv o likros megillah ba'onasa v'ilu amru kain hoyu mosifin al hatara elakach anu kach anu amru." Shanaviim in Bezin Tiknum Vitsivo Likros Amagila Baonasa Kadela Haskir Shvachov Shalakarish Barcho Uchuas Shaosalano Oyakarva Shavasenu Kadela Varcho Lahalo. And he goes on. Okay. So it seems that it would seem, I mean, from the Rambam that that's the whole essence of their takana. I mean, simply an extension, a method of being Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Midoraisa. So I mean, that does leave you a little bit difficulty understanding why they're really kavua as mitzvos. I mean, like the way the Rambam has the way the Rambam has that mitzvah has me divrei sofrim, the kriyas megillah. It does leave you with a little bit of a difficulty. I mean, if it's only just an expression of the deraisa, and so why is it considered kavua like a mitzvah, like a regular mitzvah, as if it were a regular mitzvah? Okay, all right. Yeah, yesh hilchas megillah v'chanukah yesh b'chol shtei mitzvos hasei medivrei sofrim ve'einon min aminyan. See, ve'einon min aminyan. So it's, he gives them equal rating, so to speak. It's not an opinion, but it's a mitzvah. I mean, if all it is just an expression of a deraisa, so why should it really have a tzuras on mitzvah just like a deraisa? I mean, that's the question. Okay. So... So what I wanted to say was like this, that if you go back to the Rambam himself, as Lashon, v'yesh lebezin ligzor v'lesa dover, hol v'yesh lebezin ligzor v'lesa dover amutar, v'yamod yisuro ledoros, v'chein yesh lem lahatir yisuro yitaro lefishor, mazesh yisiro yitaro lo sosef olav lo sigram mer. What the Rambam means is like this. What the Rambam means is that the only way you could be chayev in something is if it's a mitzvah midoraisa. Is if it's a mitzvah midoraisa. And there is no other method. He's tackling the same problem as the Ramban. But his conclusion is that the only method that a person can be brought to chiyuv is if it's a mitzvah midoraisa and there's no other method. So that's why he says, "Hol v'yesh lebezin ligzov lesser davar amutter v'yamor isur ledoros." Since the bezin can make this gzera ledoros, which means to say that it's chayev, and why are you chayev? There's only one answer, because it's hosofa sa mitzvah. That's the only method. It's a real mitzvah. It's hosofa. That's the underlying basis of the Rambam's problem. And that's why the Ram goes on. He says, if that's the case, so what did the Torah mean when it says, lo sosef olav lo sigram imeno? Because since the only method of chiyuv is to be mosif on a mitzvah, to be mosif on mitzvos, and we see that you can be, so if that's the case, so then how is it possible to have drabonans? Okay? Because every drabbanon really is a mosif. That's what I'm saying. That the Rambam holds every drabbanon is a mosif. And the only way you can be chayev is if there is a tosfos and mitzvos. So the Rambam has to explain. So the Rambam says it's true. It's true. But the way that they're mosif is the matir. It's the method that they're mosif, which is the matir. What is the method? The method is that the Torah Sheba'al Peh of their Hosofas HaMitzvah contains a significant element, an element of Siyag. The element of Siyag is really what is the Matir, is what's the Matir in terms of the Hosofas HaMitzvah. Because the definition of siyag is built into the mitzvah itself. And that's the matter. Okay? So siyag accomplishes two things. Siyag is matir, though, sofas on mitzvah, because the mitzvah contains... And that's why the Rambam says, v'nodi alam. What does he mean, v'nodi alam? He means, avalim amru basu basarov mutman atar v'anu nesar osu nadi la'am shehu gzerish li'avu nadu v'chova. He means, because it has to function as a siyag, a real siyag. So they can't just say it's a siyag and not have a function as a siyag. No, you have to nadir yom, so it actually functions as a siyag, a genuine siyag. So the element of siyag is nosaf to the Torah. It's a siyag, but it's nosaf. So there the Rambam says that it'll come out that there's two things. I mean, let's say, for instance, besarof b'cholof. So there's two elements there. The fact that it's a mitzvah, sheyesh bo toras siyog, that gives you the right to be mosif. That's why it's mosif. And also, it's mosif on basa b'cholof, as an entity, as a chefza. It's mosif on basa b'cholof. Okay? Yeah. So it has, in other words, it has a place. It has a place. It's an extension. It's a mitzvah nosefes, which has the character built in of siyog, and also, since it's nosefes, it has a makom. It's an extension of something, midaraisa. But it's an extension of that thing midaraisa, but taras siyog. But simultaneously, it's an extension. It's a genuine extension. But the character of siyog gives you the matir to create the extension. Okay? Okay. Now just one more step. Okay, just one more step. That's the basic idea in the realm. But just one more step. The next step is that is the nature, that answers the Rambam's problem over here. That it is a hosafa, a mitzvah, but the hosafa which contains the character of siyog in it, is mutter. It's a sofa shel heter, but it is a sofa. It's a genuine sofa. Okay. Now just one more step. Where exactly? How? What's the method that the Torah used to enable this sofa to come into existence? So that the Torah used the lava of losasser. Losasser min adavar sheyagid lecha yamun esmol. So min ha-davar means the davar that they say. Doesn't make any difference whether that davar is a davar that's a lamdu mipi hashmua, like the Ram says, or whether it's a davar that they learn yigimah midos, they dash in yigimah midos, or it doesn't make any difference if it's a davar that they were gozer midivrayim in the asyog, or even takanas, the Ram says. The way the Torah allowed them, the method of being Mosef, first of all, the question, how could you be Mosef? So that the Rambam answers theoretically. But what's the method of the Hosafa? The method of the Hosafa was that the lav of Lo Sosor incorporates the Hosafa. It actualizes the Hosafa. So Lo Sosor min ha-davar, now the davar. Every time they make a takana, there's an additional davar. Okay? Lo sasar min hashvus yamun esmol. Okay? All right? Lo sasar min hakalayim min rabbanan yamun esmol. Every time they make another gzera, the lo sasar embodies that gzera. And that's the method through which the Hosafa takes place. That's the method. Okay? So that explains the Rambam and Kalayim. Okay? Because the Rambam and Kalayim, that's what he's saying. He's saying that Kalayim midrabbanon, Kalayim midrabbanon is going to be in court. Once they have Kalayim midrabbanon, now it's Losasa min Adover means Adover means Kalayim midrabbanon. All right? So what are you going to do with the lava of Lo Sosor? All right, Lo Sosor activated and then brought into existence, even though the Chachomim came later. But the fact is now it's actually Lo Sosor. That's the Dover. So the Lo Sosor, the Dover multiplies with the Takanas, and is incorporated into the lava of Lo Sosor. So Ramban says, this lav was nitinli dachos. This lav is different. Why? Because this is the only lav that is a hybrid, so to speak. It's a lav which is, I mean, just using that as a descriptive term here, that it's a lav which is a genuine lav, but the content is midivrei sofrim. The content is midrabbanan. The content is midrabbanan. So the content is midrabbanan. So since the content is midrabbanan, so that's why it's nitan li dachos b'nei kavod abrios. That's what the Rambam means. That's Rambam Shita. So therefore, that would explain also that would answer also the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. For the same reason. Why is it that the Rabbanans are treated differently? The answer is because it's true, it's the lav of Lasasa. But Minadavar is expanded to include the Rabbanans. So therefore, what happens is that this iser is a different kind of. See, it's not the lav, because the lav sometimes min hadavar is mipiyah shmua, but where it's kelayim mid rabbanon, so the iser is going to be the iser of losasa and kelayim mid rabbanon. So in that instance, it's nitin lidachos, and for the same reason, the Rambam treats, the Gemara treats, I mean, the Drabbanans differently. It's not, since the nature of the lav is such that the lav is basically created in a way that it accepts Drabbanans as Tosefes, mitzvah, as Tosefes mitzvah, with the framework of Siog. So therefore, since that's the case, Therefore, it's not kedai to be machmir in the same way that we're machmir in ordinary derisas, where the content is midaraisa. Okay? Because in this case, the lo sasser's content is drabana. It's, but what are you violating if you violate lo sasser? Definitely lo sasser, and it's derisa. There's no question about it. But the nature of the violation, where the davar is filled in with a drabanan, is different, and therefore it's not kedai to heap on that these mitzvahs all the chumras that we do when we encounter a content a lav midaraisa with a content midaraisa. That's what the Rambam holds. Okay. Yes, yeah, so we just wanted to add one thing, that according to the Rambam, the Rambam's pshat and lo sasser, the way we're learning, so that's really what the Gemara is saying in Brachas. Gadol kavod b'riyas shidochas lo sasser shebetorah, v'amai le'mein chochma v'ein t'vum v'ein t'vum v'ein t'vum tirgma rav bar shvok hamed rav kanav lav lo sasser. So he learned lav lo sasser, like Rashi says, they thought it meant where it's the raisa, where the chacham explained it. So achichu ele lav lo sasser the raisa. I'm Rav Kana, Gav Rav Milsa Lo Sochicholei, Kol Mili Drabanon As Mechinu Alav Lo Sasa. It's not speaking about a derisa, it's speaking about a Drabanon, and since all Drabanons come under Lo Sasa, that's where they exist. So this Lav is different, and it's Nitches. The only thing is, Ram must have a different Girsa, Mishum Kvod Asher Rabanon. That's what Ram says. Echad, that equation. Remember, one of the questions we asked in the beginning. What's that equation? Shlosha dvarim elu. Says what he means is because it's all the same thing. Minadavar. Vasas minadavar. So in terms of the lav, you can't differentiate whatsoever. They're all embraced by the lav. In terms of chumras and kulas, that's a different question already. Then you have to check and see what the content is. But in terms of the lav, there's absolutely no difference, because davar means davar shall divrayim. Okay, davar shall suffer. Yes. Yeah. That's what the Ram means with a Ram, because Ram holds that Megillah makes a bracha. It's not from Shalavichu Yegedcha. So the Ramam holds that that's also an extension. That's just like Siyag. In other words, that they had a right, that was the question. The question was, can you do it only by a siyag, where it's a mishmeres, or you could do it also where you're extending a positive mitzvah midaraisa, like shvach hashamakom. That was the machlokes, according to the Rambam. Okay, so the Rambam says, that's what Rambam explains, it's the same concept as siyag. In other words, as long as they don't say it's a mitzvah, they put it, they put in the category of siyag, so it's nitfas as a tosefes mitzvah, a new mitzvah, and that's why the Rambam, and that's why it's like treated like minyan mitzvahs. It's not olal minyan mitzvahs, but it's treated like a genuine mitzvah, because the only way you can be chayef to do something is if a thing is a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, you're not chayef. So yeah. So that explains. And the Rambam is only explaining over there. He's just explaining the concept of siyog, because it's not a genuine siyog. It's an extension of a positive mitzvah. But the other concept, that namely the premise of halacha tes, of course he's not talking about that. But the premise of halacha tes truly exists. Namely, you cannot be chayav in anything unless a mitzvah. So mitzvah rabbanon has to be a regular mitzvah. That's why Rambam treats mitzvah midiri sofrim. Okay, it has to be a mitzvah. You can't be chayav in anything unless it's a genuine mitzvah. Okay. Yeah. Apparently, what the Rambam is the point. Apparently, what the Rambam is saying is, v'nodil la'om, he goes through a whole arichas. He could have stopped right away. Shugzer shalayev v'nodav achov yomer of mutter nation on his parish kacha chayim ateres shere on his parish. And then v'yavo acher. Why does he have to go v'yavo acher? And v'yavo acher. And then another v'yavo acher, he says, l'fichoch neser kol basuchol afilu b'sarof. Because apparently what the Rambam means is that in their Torah Shebal Pev Siyog, they must show exactly how the Siyog functions. It's a Siyog for what? So if it's a whole Arichus, they have to show the Siyog for what? What is a Siyog? Has to have an identity. It's a Siyog for something. So if it's three steps down the line, so it's the third step. So you must be modi alam that this is what the siyog is. That's what the Rambam holds. The Torah Shebal Peh siyog has to be precise, and you can't just say if it was just a matter of you shouldn't bully day. Most people, that's what most people learn. You just shouldn't be over in this derisa. So the first is the derisa encounter. That's it. You're never going any further. But for the Rambam, the lumdus and the concept, the conceptual formula of siyog, is essential, because that's the matir to be mosif ala mitzvahs. That's the mantra to be most well mitzvahs. Yeah, so if in truth that's what they were concerned about, if they're concerned about the first thing, fine. But the Rambam wants to show you an arichus where, in the case of the arichus, you're going to have to go to the nth step and show them what this siyog is really functioning, what it's really protecting. What is it protecting?
It's a siyog.
Yeah. That's right. It's not just a siyog, means you find the reason why people are going to do an avera. Now, it's a whole lumdus of siyog. And that Torah Shebal Peh Siyog must be precise and must be functional, and that's the matir of being mosif ala mitzvahs. There must be a Torah Shebal Peh.
And so, okay. Like, you know it for the first time.
Yeah, the Rambam explains kula chodek zerei, because it's still a siyog, because you go by the function. So the functional, that's where you see the functional aspect plays a role in terms of hilchas siyog. Let's go back now to the questions in Zaken Mamre. Okay, let's go back to the Bez Nagal Shibir Shalayim, and the first questions that we raised on the Rambam. Okay? The very first questions we raised on the Rambam. And how you have Zaken Mamre. Okay. So, what the Rambam did here was something interesting. The Rambam saw in Al Pi HaTorah Sheyerucha, not like the Ramban, simply a halacha of a lav and an assay in terms of niyul. But the Rambam saw a whole yesodei Torah Shebal Peh unraveled in these psukim. Okay? And that's what he means when he says, Bez Nagala Shibir Shalayim Heim Iker Torah Shebal Peh, which means that Torah Shebal Peh is not simply a subject and abstract, but Torah Shebal Peh is given over to the Sanhedrin. They are the measure of the subject. Okay? So you can't say, for instance, I mean, you could say that physics is a subject, and there are people that are on the level to really understand physics. So it's an abstract science. That you can't say about Torah. The Torah itself is its substance is based on the gavra of the Sanhedrin Agadol. They're the ikar gavra, not the only gavra, but they're the ikar gavras of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay, and then he goes on and says, "V'hem amudei ha'orah, u'mehem chokol mishpat yotzei l'chol Yisrael, v'aleihen hivticha ha'Torah." The Torah promised about them. Shenem al pi haTorah sheyiruchah zu mitzvah aseh. So the Rambam says that, in other words, what was the promise? The promise was that since these people are the measure of Torah Shebaal Peh, that there was a haftacha that the Torah, when the Rambam read the pasuk pi haTorah sheyiruchah, was a haftacha that this Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to continue. Is going to continue, and it will be guaranteed by the Baalei Hamasora of the Botei Dinim from door to door. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. In other words, since they are the actual determinants of the realm of what Torah Shebaal Peh is, so Piyat Torah Sheiruch is avtacha that this Torah will continue, because you will have Botei Dinim that are the guarantors of the Torah, of this Torah itself. And that's why it says, V'chalamam ben Moshe Rabbeinu v'sarasa, not V'chalamam b'Hashem v'sarasa. V'chalamam b'Hashem v'sarasa is very nice, but you say, but his Torah is beyond the mean. We don't have his Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu v'sarasa means that they determine what's Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. So what they say qualifies for the concept of Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? So that's really what the Rambam is pulling out. The Rambam saw in Al-Pi HaTorah Sheyiruchah and in the Lav, which is the negative of this, he saw that the whole Yesod of Torah Shebaal Peh is in this parsha. And that's why it says, Chayev Lismoch Maisei Hados Olehen. It's not just simply Lasos Kaharason, but Lismoch Maisei Hados means to do it with a certain security, and with a certain security about doing. You're dependent on them. You believe in that you're doing the right thing. You're actually doing Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. If a person just does it, I have to do it. But this isn't really the Maisa Hados of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Then he's not a Maimon. Okay. The Lishoin Aleihem. Lishoin Aleihem means and to rely, to have a sense, an inner sense of relying that this is the reality. I am now in possession of the reality of Torah Shebaal Peh. Lishoin Aleihem. So the Rambam saw a whole theme in the Al-Pi HaTorah Sheyiruchah. Okay. It's a whole theme of what the essence and the basic principles of Torah Shebaal Peh are. Yes, Svara, the way they understand the Shmua, the Kabbalah, the Masorah, everything is all their knowledge is the measure of Torah Shebaal Peh. I don't mean to say you can't go the Chachmas HaTorah Zain Sof. I mean Chachmas HaTorah in abstract. But the essence of Torah Shebaal Peh, I don't mean that they're the limit. It means if you can't go beyond the Chacham Natsan Sanhedrin. I hope people don't mean that. I mean to say that they are the measure of the essence of the system of Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay? And of course, Chacham HaTorah there's no end to it. I mean, it's infinite. And every person can go more, he can go higher. But the essence of the system is rooted in these people. And the haftacha is that these people will always continue. Will continue. Okay, that's the haftacha. Now let's get to the problem of the Zaken Mamre. Okay, Zaken Mamre, the Rambam says one thing about the Zaken Mamre. He says, Afal pi shehu don v'hein donim, that's in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. Afal pi shehu don v'hein donim, hu kiblo v'hein kiblo, olera Torah chol kol lahem kavod. What does Ram mean? I mean, and he emphasizes it before also. Chacham echa mechachmei Yisrael sheyesh biyada kabbalah v'danam aridiratar kamosh yedunu v'yoru kol chachmei Yisrael shabos lama kol chachmei Yisrael. I mean, he's emphasizing it. He's like them, like kol chachmei Yisrael, like they are too. Okay, shabos lama chlokas B'dimin adinim in bez nagadol. V'lo chazol l'dvarim. V'lo cholak alayim v'or olas ha'shloka rosam. Gozol of Torah miso mezvad rizchon abo. Afi yishu don, who done the hain done? What do you mean afi yishu don the hain done? I mean, that's the problem. The problem is he shouldn't be done. But the answer is, what the Rambam means is that the Zakein Mamre is different than the first halacha and Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. You see, he has a problem. The problem is that they are the Iker Torah Shebal Peh, but he's also a Gavra of a Torah Shebal Peh. He's also a Gavra of a Torah Shebal Peh. So since he's a Gavra of a Torah Shebal Peh, just like they are, his position cannot be an undermining of the system of the Yesodos of Torah Shebal Peh. Okay? Because he is being done in the same methods that they are. So, and not only that, but he, with him, you can't say Chayov Lismoch Maisei Ados Alehen, V'lishoin Alehen. He can't do that, because he is one of them. And his das is telling him that it's not the way they see it. So, and he's a Baal HaRoa just like they are. So it's an impossibility to apply that rule that the Rambam has in the end of Perek Aleph, in the end of Halach Aleph, that that he should be Someich his das on them, and he should be Nishan on them. That's just an impossibility, because he's one of them. Okay? So therefore, it comes out, and the Torah is never machai of him, since he has a das, to give up his das. That's an impossibility. So his whole ra, and he's not olal and minyan with them. He's cholak alayhem. So his whole ra has existence just like their whole ra. And it's not a breakdown of the system of Torah Shebal Peh. If an ordinary person does it, he's denying the system. But one of the system itself, and what does Ram say? He's not in Bez Nagadol, but he's a Chacham. Ein Zakam Amri Chayv Misa Shei Chacham Shigil Ra Samach B'Sanhedrin. Okay? V'yachlak Al Bez Nagadol Shei Zdon HaKoros. So the thing is that he as a Gavra of Torah Shebal Peh is on a par with them. And therefore, his Horah is not a breakdown of Torah Shebal Peh. It's a function of Torah Shebal Peh. And he can't. He has no choice. So his Horah really, the third, his Horah is a Horah just like theirs. So why is he a Zakein Mamre then, if that's the case? The Torah didn't never restricted Horah, and it said Horah could be according to Yadas. Horah should be something which emerges naturally from investigation, and investigation is determined by the mind. So why did the Halacha make him into a Zakein Mamre? So the answer is like this. The answer is that the Rambam in Halacha Aleph developed a theme. He saw Piyatar Sheyerucha and La Sosser as a theme. And the theme, from the theme emerges something. What emerges from the theme is Kovot Sanhedrin, because of the fact that they're the Iker Torah Shebal Peh, you see, and they're the Iker Dira Amudei HaRoah. And that's why, for instance, and then that's why the Rambam says that, so he says, that's what the Rambam says, he mentions always the, how do they go, the Seder HaDavar is, only with Shalayim and Baal HaBezna, he says, and that's why if it's Himra Lehem Matzam Bim Chutzlam Koma Bim Himra Lehem is Pater. Per Gimel Alacha Zayin. Why? Because they have to be Bim Komon and Bikvodon in the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. But their Kavod is not a new idea. Their Kavod emerges from the three statements in Halacha Aleph, the union of their covet. Okay, so why is it that the Halacha is not like him, and Halacha is nifsak like them? Not because of an intrinsic din in the system of Torah Shebal Peh, the way the Ramban learns. But because of the fact that this kavod emerges from the concept of Bez Nagadol, and the kavod says that it's not kavod for him to give a hurrah against them. Okay? So it's the Inyan Hadavar that he's Nerag, because of something that emerges from the Inyan Hadavar. So the Torah, that's why according to Manama, they can be machol, makes sense. Because since it's a matter of covet, so if they're machol, so he holds that's it. So now it's not a begam in the covet anymore. That they have a right, the covet is theirs, so they have a right to machol. So now you're infringing on the covet. But the Gemara says that we paskin that they have no right for an act of mechila, to perform an act of mechila. So therefore, since the Torah said that the psak is like them, because of kavod and because of the institution of Bez Nagadol, and the fact that they're b'makom, given the kavod, such a great kavod, b'makom Hashiv Chad Hashem, I mean, the whole halacha is because based upon the essence of Torah Shebal Peh. So if he doesn't give them kavod, so then he's nimsa b'yadam and he's chayav misa. But basically, what is his pegam? His pegam is simply a bal gaiva. That's the nature of the chait. The nature of the chait is not that he's a denier of the system of Torah Shebal Peh, because it's not a part of the system that the halacha is not like him. So it's a matter of, it's because of kavod. So it means it's a mum, it's a midah, bad midah. So the nature of the chait of the zakein mamre, by definition, is a pegamen midah. And since it's a pegamen midah, so we don't say ein lo chelek lomam haba. Now you'll ask me a question, you'll say, but one second, but doesn't he know that he's doing wrong and this and that? And that, I mean, you could, a person could eat chazer mikafer. But the Rambam is going by defining the nature of what the chait is, if it's performed according to the nature of the chait. So the nature of the chait is simply that he was pogeya on the kavod of the Sanhedrin. That's the nature of the chait. It's a neither or. And that's why basically would be subject to mechila. Now the question, of course, is, so why is it Nitin Lazarus Mises Bezin, if it's not the same thing as the ordinary person? So the answer is because the Rambam made a theme out of it. And this is the ultimate component of that theme, and he's going against that theme, so that's why it's considered a lav shen Nitin Lazarus Mises Bezin. Right, so that answers the basic question of how he could be a Zaken Mamre, and he's not a kofer in Torah Shebal Peh. Because when it comes to a person being over a midah, something whose essence partakes of a midah, you don't say he's a kofer. If the chait is a midah raw, you don't apply kfirah to him. Okay? That's why the Gemara has a machlokas. If they say, for instance, does it have to be that they say mipia kabbalah, mipia shmua, mipia kabbalah, and he says that it's kamosha shirani beinai, or vice versa, because there it's a question of, since it's a question of being pogay and they're covered, so you might say that's only where they say mipia shmua. So, and then he says nir beinai. So that's a real priest of kavod. But let's say, for instance, they say nira beinenu, and he says he heard mipi hashmua. So it diminishes the maisa vera in terms of the chutzpah of the maisa vera. So since the maisa vera is one of chutzpah and a midah raw, so the Gemara has to go through those questions, those points. In other words, he's over the lav. I'm not saying he's not over the lav. He is over the lav. He's over the lav because the lav is not a specific maisa. The lav is a theme. And on the head of the theme is their coven. So he's over the lav.
It lends itself to...
Yes, it lends itself, yeah, because it's a different kind of a lav. It's a lav that's a theme. Yeah, he's really over Lassos. That's why it's in Lassos. That's exactly right. That's what I meant. I meant because the love is not, the Rambam developed love into a whole theme. So therefore he's over the love because he's over the theme. And that's part of love. It's a different kind of a love. It doesn't have a fixed sewer. So that's the machlekes in Chayv HaKrisis. And because according to the Ramban, really, you have a problem. It should really be Koldo. Koldo should be really the main thing. Because he's arguing Chayv HaKrisis. But according to the Rambam, that it's a matter of Prisus Kavod, Pagea Kavod, so we say that the Kavod is measured by the Am. So when Chayv HaKrisis is big Yisod, the institution of Chayv HaKrisis is a big Yisod, and in the Das, it means that you're Nichras Men Am, and Nichras Men Chay Olam Abo, so that is a Prisus Kavod if he argues in that institution. According to the other Mandama, no, it's Koldo. According to the Mandama that holds Ikra min HaTorah Perushim Divrei Sofrim, they hold that he has to be arguing in the very essence of what they are. And the essence of what they are is the Torah Shebechsav with the Pirush of Torah Shebalpeh. So then it's a Prisus HaKavod. If he shows disrespect, the Prisus HaKavod with regard to the very function, the very essence, and that's the Mandama that holds that it must be Dava Shikro Minatara Purushim Dava Safra. Right, so, okay. Yeah. So now the question is Chametz and Erev Pesach. So the answer is because since we said before that what? That the Chachamim can add to the mitzvahs. So, and their addition is a genuine addition. However, it has the character of Siog built in. Okay, so therefore they added to Chametz on Pesach, and since the nature of Zaken Mamre is to be Pogay and their Kavod, so in terms of Pagam Kavod, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Pagam Kavod in what they render, they attached to the Chayv institution of Chayv HaKrisis, or whether it's a Chayv HaKrisis per se, because there, that's the Prisus HaKavod. The Prisus HaKavod is these being pogeya on the covet of the of Bezna Gudel by going against their psak. But in their psak, they were really most of our mitzvahs. And they were most of as a siog to this element, to the element of chametz. So they were most of that to the parsha of Chayv HaKrisis. So therefore, since it's nitosif to the parsha of Chayv HaKrisis, and it's a matter of kavod, it doesn't make any difference whether you're really Chayv HaKrisis if you're over or not. Okay? That's why the Rambam is even maybe Lidekaris also. Even if it's a maybe Lidekaris, it doesn't matter. All the way down, how many steps down the line. Because it's a matter of kavod, and in terms of the that's what is significant. Okay? That it led to a maisa of Chayv HaKrisis. Okay. If you take a look at the Pirushim Mishnah, yeah, Pirushim Mishnah is the Rambam. I mean, basically, he says it. Whoops. Yes, that's right. Yeah, the Ram Pirush Mishnayos. I'm reading from Kafach's edition. He says the same thing. L'fi she'ein zaken mamre horeis chomos haTorah, v'lo kofer b'chol Torah shebal peh, kolil kemotz dukim u'baisusim, elahu ish hamachshiv es devarov al divrei bez nagadol, v'chayvo akasav miso mishum kvodam, kemoshe chiyev makal loviv. Misa Mishum Kvod Hara. Let me see the Lashon over here. Lashon of the... he says... Yeah. Same thing. Pretty much same thing. Yeah. Pretty much same thing. That explains really why the Rambam includes it in Mamrim. Because the whole thing... Okay, I can understand by of the emo. Or by, what's the other case? Is Mikal... Mikal Avinu. And Ben Saramar. But the... But what about the... This seems to be... The automata has a whole different system of... why does he include this in Mamrim? Because the answer is, because out of this institution. This is not just the institution of the of Bezdin, but there's a theme over here, and the whole theme is what he expresses in Halacha Aleph, and the ultimate expression of that theme is the very special and unique cover that they have. So that's why, wherever there's an element that's an essence of kavod, so it comes on the mamrim. Comes on the mamrim. He's the one who rebels against that essence.
See the mamrim.
That's good. That's very good. Very good. Yeah. So what does it mean that they can't be mochol kedeshel yir machlok v'yisrael? Because the Rambam says in Halacha Daled, kishehoyu bez nagadol kayim lo hoysa machlok v'yisrael. So that was a characteristic in Klal Yisrael of the bez nagadol, and that's part of their covet. So therefore, they can't be mochol, because to be mochol would be to be mava machlokas, which would take it, which would be the opposite of their covet. And that's why the Gemara says that he can prove that even if he argues min haKabbalah, that he from the case of shaliyah machlokas b'Yisrael, because in terms of, since it's a matter of their kavod, that there shouldn't be a machlokas b'Yisrael, because that's their character. So it doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter why. Okay. There's two variables here. One is in terms of him, his maisa avera. There's two variables here. One is in terms of his, what he did. So if it's a kol dehu, mano was kol dehu, it doesn't matter. It's part of the character. So he's causing the problem. But the maisa avera is a maisa avera chutzpah. So chutzpah has to be on a certain level. You see, that's why it's only chayva krisis. That's why we hold only chayva krisis. Because there's two things. There's the results of kavod. There's the results, and then there's the maisa on the two variables. One is the results of the kavod, and one is the maisa gavra in terms of his how much he was meis. Okay.